This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A progressive income tax could be on Colorado's ballot next fall if a coalition of liberal groups can come up with the funding to get it there. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
Currently, all Colorado workers are charged income tax at the same rate, 4.4%. The proposed ballot measure would lower taxes for anyone making $500,000 or less and raise them step by step for higher income earners. Going to a graduated income tax would require changing the state constitution, and that is not easy. It will require signatures from all over the state to get on the ballot, and at least 55% to pass. The progressive groups backing the measure told the Colorado Sun they don't have funding in place for a campaign yet, but are working on it. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Mesa County hit an unfortunate milestone in recent weeks. It has become a hot spot for measles. It recorded 7 cases in a record year for the virus in Colorado. Allie Howe is the county's chief health strategist.
It's a new thing for us. We haven't had a case in Mesa County in over 2 decades.
The vaccination rate in Mesa County isn't clear, but it falls short of the 95% figure experts say meets broad community protection. Colorado has now recorded 27 confirmed measles cases this year. That's far more than any year over the past decade. Typically, the state sees 1 per year or none. Expect areas of smoke tonight in Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, with sunny skies tomorrow and a slight chance for an afternoon storm with highs in the 70s and low 80s. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.